Oh, no problem. It's a pleasure.
Right, that's just recording.
Hi, we're here with Brian Taylor, the BBC political editor for BBC Scotland. We're just going to ask him a few questions about the election, what he thinks has been the high points of the campaign. Liam, if you want to...
Yeah, I was wondering, Brian, the polls are suggesting that the SNP are in the lead. And this is obviously coming, you know, the Labour Party were well ahead in the polls. Do you think the polls are reliable at all?
I'm always sceptical about opinion polls. First of all, they are only a snapshot of opinion at a certain time. Secondly, because they are only a sample, nothing like the full opinion in Scotland, they have a margin of error of plus or minus 3%. Thirdly, they can be rogue on occasion. Fourthly, people can change their mind. And fifthly, the polls tend to present only those who have definitely decided on a certain political party. So there are many, many, many caveats. I tend to look at the trend of opinion polls rather than an individual one. And looking at the trend, it would seem that Labour had a lead, and it would seem that the SNP have turned that round. I would still caution to use the cliche that the only poll that counts is the one on polling day.
Definitely. Do you
want to? Now, as you mentioned, Labour are slipping behind in the polls.
Yeah.
Do you think they're becoming desperate? I noticed that a couple of days ago they started rolling out Gordon Brown.
No, I don't think they're becoming desperate, and I'm sure they would have had Gordon Brown planned for quite some time. You don't do that sort of thing. You tend to plan your strategy. Labour will be anxious at the apparent standing in the opinion polls, but they will be aware of the caveats, and the SNP will be just as aware of those caveats. Trust me, every bit as aware of those caveats, and by no means will be taking anything for granted.
Brilliant.
By no means.
Just two last questions. The Scottish Sun has come out supporting the SNP.
Yeah.
Do you think this is a little strange, because the last election about the Conservative Party, but in Scotland they're backing, do you think it shows it's, you know, a mainly populist newspaper?
They take a decision, they say, based upon what is in tune with their readers, and they believe currently that what is in tune with their readers in Scotland, and it perhaps makes them distinct from the record, is to support the SNP, and in particular a very personal support for Alex Salmond as First Minister. They take a decision across the UK, they're now going for the Conservatives, having previously supported the Labour Party. So if you like, they seem to tailor the perspective according to what they feel are the prevailing circumstances, rather than having an ideological base that lasts for a long period.
You mentioned in your blog that the Scottish election is a hangover election.
Yes.
From Westminster. Do you believe that the past year and events at Westminster will have an effect in this election?
I think they will have a huge effect. To be clear, these are Scottish elections to a Scottish Parliament for MSPs on the sort of Scottish issues that we've just been discussing in my big debate here in Glasgow. Issues like policing and higher education and schools and justice generally. All of these issues, of course, are important, but there is to an extent that I've perhaps never seen before in an election, or seldom seen before in an election, a dominant issue, and that issue is the economy and public spending, particularly public spending in Scotland, and that is determined very largely by the basket of public spending made available from the UK government, and consequently it is dependent upon the outcome of the election last year. So that is in that sense a hangover from the 2010, and let me stress 1,000 times that is not in any way to denigrate the importance of these elections. I cover the Scottish Parliament on a daily basis. I know the importance. It is extremely big league politics indeed. It is not to denigrate them. It is to say that these elections are in the context of a spending round that was laid down by a Parliament elsewhere, in other words, the UK Parliament.
And finally, if you're a betting man, who do you think is going to form the government on the 6th of May? Difficult question.
I'm not a betting man, and I never make forecasts whatsoever about an election in advance, because I work for a strictly neutral organisation. I'm very cautious.
Of course. Well, thanks very much. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you.